Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Japan for global diplomacy in a nation that has already tightened its economic and national security alliance with the United States. Meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, President Biden says the war in Ukraine is a significant issue the two nations agree on.
You know, we stand up for the shared values, including supporting the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory and holding Russia accountable for its brutal aggression.
The two leaders discuss ways to strengthen security and economic cooperation in a summit setting of Hiroshima, where the U.S. dropped the first nuclear bomb in 1945 during World War II, takes on new resonance as the U.S., Japan, and their allies strategize on dealing with Russia's war in Ukraine. The threat of shelling in Ukraine by Russia is all too familiar theme for residents, but as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, it's something that the country's doctors have to work through.
Denis, who gives only his first name, runs the center, known as a stabilization point. Similar stations are found near all Ukrainian front lines.
We never know when the work will come or the scope of it. We are in a state of constant readiness. We are prepared for events of any kind, be it day or night, be it a big or small number of wounded. When required, we are ready to provide the help needed to save the lives and health of our boys.
Their job is to perform emergency first aid, so patients survive the journey to hospitals further away.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistani police have continued a siege on the home of former Premier Imran Khan, even after a 24-hour deadline expired. AP correspondent Karen Shamus explains.
The deadline was given by authorities for Khan to hand over suspects allegedly sheltered inside his house. The demand for suspects wanted in violent protests over Khan's recent detention has angered many of Khan's supporters. Along with the ongoing siege, tensions are high and fears are raised over possible renewed clashes between them and security forces. A week earlier, Khan's supporters attacked public property and military installations after he was dragged out of a courtroom and arrested in a graft case. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the United States,
Denis, who gives only his first name,
agency leader says to check your bossware tool for bias, according to
a U.S. agency is urging businesses to check their artificial intelligence bossware tools for bias. I'm Lisa Dwyer. The head of the U.S. agency charged with enforcing civil rights in the workplace says artificial-driven bossware tools that closely track the whereabouts, keystrokes, and productivity of workers can also run afoul of discrimination laws. Charlotte Burroughs, who is the chair of the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, says the agency is trying to educate employers and technology providers to be careful about their use of surveillance tools as well as AI tools that streamline the work of evaluating job prospects. Burroughs also cautions about the use of schedule monitoring algorithms that penalize breaks for pregnant women, because if they use those algorithms, companies can't blame AI when the EEOC comes calling. In one case, the operator of a tech job search website, Dice.com, settled with the agency to end an investigation over allegations that they were allowing job posters to exclude workers of U.S. national origin in favor of immigrants seeking work visas. Tracking algorithms can also violate civil rights laws, depending upon how they're used. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A dozen poor countries are facing economic instability and even collapse under the weight of hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign loans, much of them from the world's biggest and most unforgiving government lender, China. An Associated Press analysis of a dozen countries most indebted to China include Pakistan, Kenya, Zambia, and Mongolia found payments on the debt are consuming an ever greater amount of tax revenue needed to provide basic services. And it's draining foreign currency reserves these countries use to pay interest on loans, leaving some with just months before the money is gone. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.